You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams is here back in the studio, overdressed for radio. And yeah, like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. And Copper's running the board. Hey, Copper, how you doing today?
Hello. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you. Yes. Yeah, yesterday was a great day. I mean, it was very cool to basically pack up the gear and head out of state and broadcast the show. And like I said, we had that moment of, oh no, you know, we're trying to get the sound going. But then lo and behold, it's just like one cord wasn't plugged in. Next thing you know, we're working. But that was very cool. But I am glad to be back here, like I said, in the studio. Copper, get that triple dipper sound effect ready. Got a good show for you. So 3 p.m. today, just know that Secretary of State John Merrill is going to call in. We got some things going on right now across the nation, not the least of which is New York City has decided to allow over 800,000 non-citizens vote in their elections. Do what? Well, we're going to talk to Secretary of State Merrill about his thoughts on that, about Alabama's laws regarding non-citizens voting, and just make sure that things are going to remain intact. But Copper, hit that triple dipper.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
Yeah, so that's the thing. So number one of the Triple Dipper is what I just finished talking about. Number one is voting rights for non-citizens. Why? Why would we do that? Why would any nation ever do that? Well, I got news. Most nations don't do that. That's not the way you run your country. That's not the way you would run your business. Would you let somebody walk into your business and suddenly make board decisions for you? I doubt it. Well, the same would be true of someone who has no vested interest other than the fact that they just arrived here. How about be a citizen, then vote? Number one, the triple dipper, voting rights for non-citizens. Number two, I didn't get to it yesterday because we were so full with all of the interviews we did over at the conference in Atlanta. But number two is going to be the woke military. Folks, I got some stuff right here. I pulled some things offline. You're going to be amazed to hear what Biden's nomination for vice chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff has to say about gender issues in the military. Oh, yeah. Wokeness in the military. That's number two. And then number three, what happens when we allow ourselves to self-segregate? What happens when we allow ourselves to self-segregate? Meaning, okay, the laws of this nation say segregation, bad. And then we start allowing liberals to segregate us anyway. Well, that's number three on the triple dipper. But I tell you what, it definitely leads right now into my main comments for my right side way monologue here. I mean, divide and conquer, right? We've all heard the phrase. It's commonly used, but have you ever thought about its application or, for that matter, where the phrase originated? Well, Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines the phrase as, quote, the definition of divide and conquer is to make a group of people disagree and fight with one another so they will not join together against one. There you go. I mean, think about what I just said. To make a group of people disagree and fight with one another so they will not join together against the one. Does that sound familiar? Well, there's varying references as to the origins of the phrase. But one of them that I believe is likely accurate says that divide and conquer is said to have originated from the Latin maxim divide et impera, meaning divide and rule. Julius Caesar, he used that in reference to defeating the Gauls during the Gallic Wars. On another historical front, I read once of a battle that I believe was led by Macedonian warrior king Alexander the Great. He was facing a large and ominous foe on the battlefield, and Alexander deployed his forces. And he was renowned, by the way, for enhancing the use of what's known as the phalanx, a wall of troops, if you will, as an anchor of his troops in the middle of the battlefield deployments. And then he would further cover the flanks of the phalanx with mobile units that were known as shield bearers, and they would ensure the phalanx was not flanked by the enemy. And then he also deployed skirmishers that would run in amongst the enemy. But then he often led his own elite cavalry, which was known as the companion cavalry, in a wedge formation. And this wedge would strike the enemy forces in devastating fashion. In this particular case, though, on one particular battle, Alexander recognized his enemy had greater depth to their formations. So as the two units came into position, Alexander took his companion cavalry and he moved them to the front of the formation, which was not normal. And then he turned them to the left, and he began riding parallel to the battlefield. And the enemy, not knowing what Alexander was doing, began to send their own troops to parallel Alexander's cavalry movements. Well, this went on for quite a while until Alexander decided that the enemy had now spread themselves out too thin by trailing him in a parallel line. And he gave the command, and he wheeled his cavalry around into their fighting wedge, and he broke through the now thin lines of the enemy. And once they were divided, he signaled the main attack, and his phalanx of infantry troops moved into that gap, and the divided enemy was fully defeated. So why am I telling you all this? Well, today as I prepared for the show, I realized that every single one of the segments for today's Triple Dipper really was a form of liberals working to divide our society. I mean, really divide us, not even by happenstance, it's deliberate. Things like voting rights for non-citizens, the wokeness in the military, what happens when we self-segregate, those three things on today's Triple Dipper, every single one of those is an attempt by liberal efforts to divide us as a people. If liberals can make us believe that we have no unifying common ground, then we are divided. If they can achieve their aim of saying that we are not, quote, diverse enough, without ever defining what, quote, diverse enough means, then they've denigrated what is truly the most diverse nation in the world. If liberals can push the notion that this nation is systemically racist and that being born white makes you a privileged oppressor and that being born black automatically makes you an aggrieved victim, then they have destroyed the notion of character and opportunity and hard work that our nation has always called the American dream. If liberals can tell you that standards must be lowered to ensure that education is more equitable, then all of our children lose. I mean, all of them. If liberals can push the notion that the entire social structure of this nation is built only on the backs of people who have varying degrees of intersectionality, then they automatically defeat our commonality. I mean, think about it. The liberal mantras are always wrapped up in identity. Are you black, white, Asian, Latin? Who cares? Are you gay, straight, cisgender, gender neutral, non-binary? What? What are your pronouns? What is your truth? What are your grievances? Where is your equity? Come on. If liberals can defeat the reasons for which someone would want to become a citizen of this nation by giving all the privileges normally associated with citizenship to anyone who just simply takes up residence, whether legally, illegally, or otherwise, then why do we need to have a nation? I mean, at that point, we're just a large plot of land where people live, just a bunch of free grazers, all cohabiting in what used to be, quote, one nation under God, indivisible. When liberals destroy the free market in an effort to establish pay equity, they deny people an opportunity to rise. Think about it. If I can wash cars or dig ditches and make the same amount as somebody who puts in long hours to build a business or launch a career, then what good is trying to reach for success? Or even still, if liberals could just pay you to stay at home and work, not work, yeah. The most egregious and recent aspect of the liberal divide and conquer effort has been what I would consider to be the overreaction to COVID. A year and a half of social distancing in which people could not gather, churches could not meet to worship, businesses were declared non-essential, society was fractured and scarred by the forced efforts of big government to not allow us to remain whole. We had to be divided for our own good, or so they said. But I'm seeing a revitalization right now. Charlene and I went to concerts and dinners on our anniversary trip last week. Tourists were everywhere. Brick and mortar stores were thriving. Churches are coming back to full capacity. And I believe there's a general mood, a burgeoning resistance to ever letting them divide us again. I had one pastor tell me he will not ever let someone from the government tell him to shut down his church again. Parents are attending school board meetings. Government officials are facing primary challengers because of the way they've handled things. The dividers are scratching and clawing. But I strongly believe that unlike any other nation in the history of this world, the United States is just that, united. We are a people that will not long suffer fools, and we will work toward solutions to the wrongs in our society, but we will not suffer extended overreach. Divide and conquer, that is their plan. But they shall not breach our lines. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, I'm telling you, every single part of the Triple Dipper today, if you look at it, is part of the liberal effort to divide our society in one form or fashion or another. We can't let it happen, folks. I mean, stop letting them label us so that we no longer feel like we're common. We're uncommon and we're different and nobody can be the same and therefore we ought to, and they're not diverse enough and what's diverse? And I'm just telling you, it's their plan. It's their plan. Divide and conquer. Not on my watch. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.